This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, rolls on. But first, we're going to have a conversation with our Second Amendment advocate, Gun Owners of America's Louis Valdez. Good morning, Louis. How are you?
Good morning. Currently on the way up to Tallahassee as we speak.
She's my Tallahassee lassie. Yep, that's a great old song. But in the meantime, what is new in the world of gun legislation?
Well, what's new is the fact that the filing deadline came and went. Representative Miller did not file open carry, as she claimed she would have earlier this year. And currently, we are going to fight legislation that Senator Collins is claiming is pro-gun, but it's actually not.
Can you explain more about that bill?
Senate Bill 490 gives an exemption to law enforcement, correctional officers, probational officers, and military personnel to carry with their government-issued ID, their agency-issued ID, as if they had a concealed carry permit. Now, here's the thing. Last I checked, we're already permitless concealed carry. No one needs a permit in any way, shape, or form, and an amendment has just been filed that would grant government agents to skip the waiting period. Now, last I checked, our entire country was founded on the idea of egalitarianism, not classes of nobility, or like George Orwell's Animal Farm, you know, all animals are equal, except some animals are more equal than others. This bill is an example of a legitimate nothing burger that doesn't advance the Second Amendment rights of the people, but it gives a lawmaker the ability to say, look, I did something pro-gun, vote for me.
But you just pointed out it's not really pro-gun. It doesn't do anything in terms of changing the existing law in Florida. What's behind this as far as you think Senator Collins' thought process is?
Well, next year is an election year. Gun rights has been a crucial sticking point going into this legislative cycle. It's going to be a crucial sticking point going into the election cycle next year. And he might be up for re-election. I forget where he falls on the timetable, if he's up in 2026 or 2028. But in the end, he constantly campaigns that he's pro-gun, but he's not advancing a real solid pro-gun bill. I mean, this bill could have been something to repeal red flag laws, could have been an open carry bill, it could have been a bill to repeal the waiting period or the background requirements for Floridians across the board. Instead, this is only for law enforcement and military veterans. And look, as a former cop myself, and as someone who's risen to the right hand and took the oath of enlistment, I'm against this because when I rose my right hand and took that oath, it was to protect the Constitution and the rights of all Floridians, all Americans, not just select few. And GOA is vehemently against the carve-out of special exemptions for a specific class of people. It's either everyone or no one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was designed for everyone. Now, what about this Monique Miller? I mean, is somebody going to run against her based on what she promised and then didn't deliver? Is she still considered a good gun advocate, a Second Amendment advocate? Where does she stand in the eyes of GOA?
Well, in the eyes of GOA right now is we're greatly disappointed with her not advancing our open carry legislation. She's introduced two other pieces of legislation, one that would ban the use of AI cameras in public spaces to track concealed carry, the carrying of concealed firearms. And she also introduced legislation that would repeal 790-044, which, look, they're both good bills, but they're very small bills. She could have done far greater. And she's co-sponsored the bill that would repeal the under 21 purchase ban. So right now, she is getting spanked and being spanked at the same time. But we're still disappointed in the fact that she promised to do something and she didn't do it.
What do you think occurred? Did somebody talk her out of it? Was this like a political manipulation, Tallahassee style? Do you think it was like some of her well-heeled constituents that weren't for it? Do you have any idea of why she caved in?
It clearly wasn't her constituency. They're furious right now at this. We think that it came down to legislative leadership threatened her, and she decided to kiss the hand of leadership instead of support the will of her constituency.
Yeah, I mean, we have plenty of that already. We need some people that are going to stand up for Americans. And yeah, getting caught up in that deep into the political game, into politics, usually doesn't result in a good outcome for we the people.
Yeah, it comes down to this. If you're campaigning that you're going to be a Second Amendment patriot, not even a second, just a patriot, period, that means you will have to go against the grain sometimes. You will have to go against legislative leadership. You will have to be the nail that stands up to get hammered. And that's what she basically campaigned on. And the fact that she's not doing that is very, it's disheartening. You know, GOA put a lot of time and effort into endorsing her, getting her petition signed to get on the ballot. We introduced her to the 2A community in her district. So it's very disheartening for that to happen. And, you know, it's not the only organization. I know the Republican Liberty Caucus backed her to, and part of that deal was that she would help form a Freedom Caucus in the state legislature. And as we've discussed previously, you know, House Speaker Danny Perez was against that, threatened other lawmakers and said there will only be one caucus, and that's the Republican caucus, not the Liberty caucus. And that's the issue. We need a Liberty caucus in the Florida legislature. We need lawmakers to stand up to legislative leadership because they're term limited. They answer to no one. And that is the danger that we constantly have, that you have this legislative dictatorship that is answerable to no one except their donor class. And they just do what they want, not what their constituency wants.
Hey, recently President Trump had some very positive words about Congressman Byron Donalds from Florida. And then he later on announced he was running for governor. So what's your take on him from a Second Amendment perspective, Byron Donalds for governor?
From a Second Amendment perspective, Byron Donalds has a pretty good record in Congress right now. But in terms of the governor's race, you know, this is just starting. There's a lot of names floating around, and we are very diligent with our endorsements. So as of right now, for who's running for governor, we're not officially backing anyone yet. We're seeing how the playing field's going to develop, who are going to be the other names, and where things stand. You know, if Byron Donalds wants to stand and really show some gravitas on the Second Amendment, he could come out and openly say that Florida needs open carry. Florida needs to repeal red flag laws, the bump stock ban, and under 21 purchase ban, and the waiting period, things of that sort. But as of right now, you know, like I said, he has a good record in Congress, but if he wants to run for Florida, he needs to start putting his neck out on Florida-specific issues.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing with us straightforward information like always. We wish you the best. Safe travels and success in Tallahassee. Luis Valdez from Gun Owners of America. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Always a pleasure. And the nice thing is it ain't that cold today.
No.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, it's actually beautiful.
It'll be
another
nice
day in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Pat McAfee, a guy who he likes a little bit of attention, and I'm not going to throw stones, but he apparently threw some stones and got some people a little upset. I'll explain the whole deal coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for supporting what we do. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Something I know we haven't spoke of. Looks like my retirement age, based on what the stock market did yesterday, yeah. I will be once again working to 87 and a half, would appear. What happened, man? Oh, the Dow fell like 649 points, S&P, NASDAQ.
So you're saying you owe the stock market now?
Pretty much.
Paying back, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. And was that all on the whole tariff? Is that what they're pointing to? Yeah, it could be. Look, I think the people that have the ability to do this, I think that they see when the market gets nice and warm and it's growing, and it's, you know, it's basically a profit-taking thing. I think they scoop some of their, you know, the profits off the top, and if you have enough of the heavy hitters doing that simultaneously, and then other people also are always in panic mode, so they see a twitch, and they twitch and sell, but... yeah, I think that's probably as much of a reason as anything else. Look, if Trump didn't win the election, my confidence in the markets would be very, very low. Not to say they didn't do, you know, okay under Biden. I mean, they did, you know, despite the true lack of leadership there. But I feel pretty confident under Trump that things are going to go well. And the only caveat I have to that is maybe we don't want him to go too well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, if the Chinese were involved in the NFL, Tom Brady would have died from the pig flu about 12 seasons ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see the analogy there? Trump is like, you know, the Tom Brady of presidents, you know, if you will, and doing so well, you know, he's going to make enemies just by that very by that very nature. You probably heard the name Keith Olbermann before. He is a complete whack job lefty nut.
That's nicely put. Yes.
In his defense, I will say, when in his earlier years at ESPN, I think that his work was excellent.
But something happened to him mentally.
Well, yes. You know. I don't know if it happened to him or if he just became more vocal.
Maybe that was it.
But yeah, he's a real piece of work, this Olbermann guy. And maybe, according to some, Dylan Gwynn writes for Breitbart, perhaps the most fired man in America media history, Keith Olbermann, is calling for ESPN to fire Pat McAfee. You know, Pat McAfee does a lot of NFL stuff. He has his own show every day on ESPN. The guy's got a huge following, okay? And he's even branched out. And he was hosting part of the, he was part of the host of WWE. And then this was a big deal they held in Canada. Well, they were booing the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
And, of course, Pat McAfee reacted to that. And, He's talking about how great the WWE has these elimination chambers and they're stacked up and all that. And, you know, he's talking about that. And he said, but it kind of sucks that it's in the terrible country of Canada that booed our national anthem to start this entire thing. But it's going to be a historic night for the WWE on the road to WrestleMania.
So that's all he said. That was just one little comment like that. And he thinks you ought to be fired for that.
Which, you know, I don't have time to research all the stupid things that Olbermann said.
Oh,
but it's sort of like, you know, you go on TV and you bash Canada, and everybody knows in which context it was said. It was said in the context of, you're booing our national anthem.
Right.
So I'm going to say something nasty about you. And everybody gets that. Even Canadians, I'm sure, would go... Yeah, I mean...
It goes both ways.
Right.
Yeah.
We have a right to boo.
Sure.
You have a right to, you know, to say what you think of us booing.
Right.
But Olbermann, if you go back through history, this guy, I could say, under the line item of anti-American type speech, this guy would lead the pack. I mean, he is...
Well, maybe he is on the side of the Canadians.
Well, he's on the side of anybody except America, generally speaking. Yeah.
Can we,
he's one
can
of those
we send
guys.
Him to Canada? Can we, you know, trade him for a, you know, an announcer to be named later or something? Can we do something about that?
Well, you can't send him anywhere that doesn't have, you know, good public transportation because he doesn't possess a driver's license.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He how do you, as an adult, have, not have a driver's license?
He grew up, like, in New York City and then...
Okay, well, yeah.
And his mommy always gave him a ride.
Oh, how nice.
It's the impression I get.
Okay.
So, shockingly, Olbermann did not take exception with the anthem booing. Didn't have anything to say about that.
See? There I go.
But instead lashed out at McAfee, demanding ESPN fire him for calling Canada terrible. If Olbermann tells ESPN, who's fired him, I think, a couple times, if they tell him to fire Pat McAfee, I would say there's about a 50-50 chance that McAfee will actually get a raise. Yeah.
That would be great, just for principle's sake. You should get a bonus. Get an American bonus. That's what he needs.
Here's what Olbermann wrote on X. A lot of us tried to warn the new ESPN management that the day would come when this idiot would draw them into a permanent political controversy and they could either be subsumed by it or fire him. That day is today. Fire him.
A permanent? What? How did you describe that? The beginning of that last segment, I mean...
A permanent political controversy.
Is
he
that
could
what
draw
this
them
is?
Into it.
A permanent political controversy?
Well,
one
he's,
comment
well,
is
Olbermann's
be-
trying to extend, extend it.
Yeah.
And make it permanent, I guess.
Unreal.
Yeah. And it's unknown if Olbermann was being intentionally funny by calling the anthem spat between the U.S. and Canada a permanent political controversy, so they did address it. However, assuming he wasn't, it is deliberately or unintentionally hilarious that over 20 years of rampant left-wing activism by ESPN personalities, Olbermann thinks that McAfee's words at a scripted WWE event warrant termination.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, you know, these, it shows you the lack of credibility that most of these lefties have.
They believe their own press.
Yeah.
They think they've got all this power.
And they support any agenda, basically, that's anti-American and certainly anti-Trump, anti-conservative, anti-Republican. Basically, the guy's a miserable piece of work.
I
saw you reaching for it. I'm like, no.
All right,
I have it under control.
Okay, good.
For now. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about those upbeat positive thoughts and more headlines, more information on the way to start your day. 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome. It's 9:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And coming up in a few minutes, things that make you smile. Start thinking about that. Upbeat positive thoughts. So, you've called for consumer help. You've called a call center. You didn't know where the call was going, but chances may be pretty good. It ended up in India. And a nice gentleman named Tom would help you on the phone.
Right.
And, and in India, they speak English, and some of them speak it very well, and that's a vestige of the evil English colonialists that took over there and influenced
British.
Some of things like, you know, education and other things. But anyway... So the world's largest call center operator is implementing an AI system.
Okay.
Can only help. Maybe those people will actually be more effective in helping you to solve a problem, because my experience has not been all that great with being helped. But maybe that's just my experience. So what is AI going to do, actually?
Okay.
They're not going to help with any expediting anything getting done.
What is it going to
do?
There's
not going to be a repairman going to your house any sooner than the runaround you're going to get. But what it will do is it will soften the accents of the Indian call takers so that they'll sound more American.
Okay, my initial thing is, well, it sounds like a good idea. If you could actually understand them a little better, if the accent isn't quite as thick, I mean, that's not a bad thing, right?
Well, yeah, but they may be going a little too far because I experimented with it a little bit and answered, hey, this is Billy Bob. Mm-hmm. What y'all calling about? I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
I thought it was somewhere in West Virginia.
I should have turned that down
but
a little bit.
No, yeah. It was West New Delhi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Anyway, yeah, that's what they're going to try to do.
Do you think it's going to work? Do you think it's going to help? I mean, do you see it as a positive or what?
I don't think that is the only issue. Yes. Do you have a little difficulty understanding them? Possibly. Some people more than others. Uh-huh. But I think it's not just the way that we speak the language. There's a disconnect in terms of culture. So the disconnect there is...
The thinking process.
Well, yeah. And, you know, phraseology. I don't know how much they teach them about that because American phraseology may be far different than... what they are used to.
So even if the words are correct, they may not be in the order or the way that we would speak them as just Americans. I get that.
Right. So, so there's a little bit of a disconnect between what you're trying to tell them and the information that they are receiving.
Okay, I get it.
Tech Sport reports the new AI-powered voice technology developed by Palo Alto-based startup Sanas, S-A-N-A-S, analyzes speech input and modifies it to match a specified accent while preserving the speaker's original voice and emotion. It employs advanced speech recognition algorithms to transcribe spoken words into text, accounting for various accents and speech patterns. It then applies AI models trained on data sets of various accents to modify the voice, adjusting intonation, stress patterns, and phoneme pronunciation to align with the target accent. I don't know how they do all that, but apparently they do it in real time. Real time.
Wow.
You talk about
this could be interesting,
supercomputer.
And maybe it'll help a little bit because right now you're dealing with the pronunciation of the words and the thought or cultural process. So maybe by helping one of those, it helps a little bit. Maybe. We'll take whatever help we can get.
Now here's my rub.
Okay.
And I always have one. So let me get this straight. You're going to use this AI voice technology. And which in real time can understand the way you're speaking and help that person's sound coming back that way to sound similar to you.
Right.
So you can relate to them theoretically.
Or just understand.
So you're using this technology, which is highly, highly advanced.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to do that in real time is just, it's phenomenal. Here's my rub.
Yeah.
You people still haven't gotten voice recognition right on my phone!
Okay, good point there.
On my phone!
In fact, I think it's gotten worse.
And I know I'm not the only one. You know how I know that? Because I see people's texts and responses online. And
you know they didn't say that.
Well, you know they didn't. Well, that, and you know they didn't read them before send. I've been guilty of that a time or two.
I have gotten where I seriously try to make myself read it first. Because I have looked at them and thought, that is not what I said.
Right.
So,
and sometimes it can... be either completely ununderstandable or a totally different meaning.
Yeah, words that I don't even use. I'm like, did they hear Bob talking in the background? What happened here?
That you come over loud and clear.
Isn't that crazy how that happens?
Yep, and clearly every word, they never miss a word when you're speaking it actually over me or while I'm trying to puts, and I have the phone, maybe I have the phone too close to me, I don't know, but it picks up everything you say.
Yeah, because he'll be doing, basically trying to talk to text. I don't realize that that's what he's doing, and I'll say something to him, and my words from across the room, from what, 4.5, 5 feet, will override what he's saying right into
the microphone.
It's like
your voice takes precedent. Well, you know, I wanted to see how powerful that was.
Yeah.
And it's so powerful that I left my phone here, and I had production to do, and I was gone for a little bit.
Yeah.
And when I got back, my phone actually said in a text, Greg's talking smack about you again. Yeah.
I didn't know they tattled on you.
Yep. Man. That's part of AI, man.
Oh, it's everywhere.
You didn't know that?
I'm learning the
hard
way.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
The accent translation technology is part of Teleperformance's larger AI investment strategy, which plans to invest up to $104 million in AI partnerships in 2025. The company's focus on using AI to enhance its workforce of 490,000 employees comes as a response to the challenges posed by the rise of AI chatbots in the call center industry. Yeah, how many times before you can get through to anybody do they go, "What is it I can help you with?"
Yes.
And then I'll say, "Transaction," and they'll go, "I'm sorry. Did you say plan of action?"
Yeah.
No.
And look, do we honestly believe, even though that little prompt is telling us that it's doing all this and putting us through this, taking our time, that it's really going to redirect us to a different person who can help us better with that particular question we have? Do we believe that? No. I don't.
Betsy, a long time ago, I remember her going, you know, she would just, I don't know, push a button and go, "Customer service! Customer representative!"
Yeah,
I go,
"Man,
why are you barking that into the phone?" Then all of a sudden, it'd be a live person. I go, wow.
That's what I do sometimes.
You do?
Yeah. And it'll keep asking me something. No, I'm sticking to my answer. And then it gets a little cocky. "We understand you like to speak to a customer service representative in person." But I'm like, "Customer service!" And, yeah, I do the same thing.
Yeah, they're basically going, "We know at this point in the conversation, you're highly irritated, but it doesn't matter. You're not going to get your way.
No.
Because we're going to push you through when we decide we want to, and we just don't feel like you deserve it right now. Because we can read your mind, and you're thinking very bad thoughts." Oh, that's what it'll come down to, right? Mind reading? A transgender-identifying male athlete won the 400-meter women's race in Staten Island. Now, that happens. It happens a lot, unfortunately. But this was a little different. He was running all by himself because the other two girls decided, we're not playing that game.
Wow.
Good for them.
Absolutely. Standing up.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, probably back to AI and call centers. Good morning, Pam. What's on your mind?
Well, it is. Okay, so my husband told me a story the other day where he was driving home. He has his phone hooked into the radio so he can listen to his Buckethead. And for some reason, something happened to in the phone, the radio cut out. And I'm gonna say it nicely. He says, "What in the heck is up with this darn thing?" And I guess he had said something about Siri beforehand, and he says, "Well, what in the heck is up with this darn thing?" And Siri says, "Well, that wasn't very nice."
Oh, wow.
And clearly Pam has recorded that and plays it back at the appropriate occasions just to keep the hubby in line.
"That wasn't very nice."
That wasn't.
I mean, now we're being corrected by AI. That's all we need. You know, really.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was funny about that transgender identifying male athlete. "Oh, look, Mom, I won 400 meter. Well, son, you were racing against women. But I won. No, Mom. The two teenage girls actually opted out of competing against him."
We need more of that to make a point.
Camden Schreiner, 21, who uses the name Sadie. Can't wait for the Sadie Hawkins dance to come this year.
Oh, yeah.
Came in first place in the women's 400-meter dash. Respectable time, 56.74. That's not bad for a legitimate woman.
Yeah, but he's a dude. Come on. Really? When is this garbage going to stop?
Looks like a lady.
When is this stuff going to stop?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I'm tired of it.
Are you?
So tired.
Yeah, we were talking to our friend Louis Valdez, Gun Owners of America, where, you know, we try to defend the Second Amendment, and he is a great advocate. And but apparently, we've got a California Democrat state assemblyman is rushing to amend a proposed bill. This is in California, of course, but it would have made it unlawful for a homeowner to exercise self-defense against a burglar. Not in all circumstances, but in many.
So you got to, like, think about it. Now, that's a sissy. Uh-huh. Is this one of those circumstances that I'm going to go to prison for the rest of my life, or can I protect my family and my home?
It would eliminate certain circumstances under which homicide is justifiable, including, among others, in defense of a habitation or property. In other words, you can't defend your home. The problem with that is, oh, I don't think the guy is just here to squat.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what he's here to do. Here's what I do know. He's in my home.
That's called a home invasion. That's what that's called.
Yeah.
That's what
the
that's
bill
called.
Would additionally clarify circumstances in which homicide is not justifiable, including, among others, when a person uses more force than necessary to defend against a danger. So what is a danger?
Right.
A person could be, like, on crutches, but have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
A person could be small and diminutive and could have the fighting skills of Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
So what are you supposed to do? Wait and see what the risk factor is after they've already gained an advantage over you. This guy is a blatant idiot.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is another one of those where blame the victim.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that guy's fault that he was hungry and had to burglarize your house.
Yeah.
I thought I've heard it all and seen it all. This guy actually is trying to put a bill that would limit self-defense.
California.
Clearly working for the bad guys, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It is 9:49. It's time for things that make you smile. You share your upbeat positive thoughts at 877-975-9825. And things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 97.3 The Sky. And who couldn't use a smile these days? It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile. That's where you call in. 877-975-9825 with your positive, upbeat, non-political calls. You can do it. And it's all brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Good morning, Phil. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile? The other day I was shopping in a local supermarket, and I'm on my way to check out, and I look to the left, and there's a little case that I thought was an old flip cell phone case. So I open it up, and there's about 16 or so credit cards in it. Well, I give it to the greeter at the store, and she turned it into customer service, and I got a thank you note from the lady, says thanking you for finding my cards and saving me a lot of aggravation. And that's what made me smile.
Oh, you're a good citizen. That makes me smile. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
Hey, do y'all remember taco-flavored Doritos?
Yeah.
Well, they still sell them, and guess how much they are a bag?
$3.99.
$6.50.
You're supposed to make us smile.
Wow.
We don't have any extra bags from, like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, what's making me smile is right out of the oven just now, I pulled out one of those bacon-wrapped pork tenderloins, so I've got that to eat for the rest of the day, and now I'm about to go out and pretend to work.
Pretend to work, yeah.
Pretend to work? Is that what he said?
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very good. What's making you smile, Greg?
Going to be doing some eatings with eating in mind. Meeting some of the guys and gals from Gainesville Jeepers. Going to be hanging out at...
Jeepers, Creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Yeah, going to be over at BTW on 39th Ave about 6 o'clock tonight.
We met the owner.
Yes, he was by the station the other day.
Yeah.
So that's where the Gainesville Jeepers are going to be having a little dinner tonight.
That's where Greg's going to be... schmoozing.
Well, I haven't met them, so some of them are listeners I know.
I'm not saying in a derogatory way. I like when you go out and schmooze.
Yeah, then you can stay home and not.
And then people go, where's Bob? Like, yeah, we babysit each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I do need a babysitter. I'm not saying that.
You know.
Don't go away. Coming up next, we got the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Law Enforcement Department, North Carolina, got a call about a beautiful bald eagle that was in distress. Several officers arrived on the scene. Then they knew who to call. Luke Howard from Holly Springs Police, because he's an animal control officer, and he has connections with a local bird sanctuary. And they said, yes, the bird has a badly damaged wing, but it definitely can be saved, and it is treatable. And the bird, the bald eagle, our symbol, is doing fine, thanks to law enforcement officers who didn't have to use a smoking gun, but saved something beautiful nonetheless. And that is your smoking gun. The smoking gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.